Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Sunday, the 3rd of January 2021. Just to remind you all, folks, it's in the new year that we have moved into. Hi, I'm Paul, and I'll be your host this morning in the news today. We've had two more games in the Super Smash between Northern and Otago. We'll also catch you up with the opening game for the Phoenix in the A-League. They've got the New Zealand Nationals in the bowls going on at the moment in Auckland. We'll have NBA. We have the NBA where Steve with the Pelicans have got a game today. Finally, some news from the America's Cup around what format changes might happen. This is your best way to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news. And yes, in the America's Cup, if the America's Magic win the tournament, they've indicated they'll be returning back to monohulls boats that have their that are actually in the water that do not foil, which is the format had the direction the format has taken over the last few editions. Luna Rosa in the past has indicated that they do not want multi-hulls, which the past three editions have been until this edition. But I think they weren't necessarily expecting the single hole foiling that design that came up. Whilst the British syndicate has indicated that they find the e-racing exciting, there are question marks over the cost of these boats. So remains to be seen as to what format the next America's Cup will be. Looks like stability in the format would be reliant on Team New Zealand winning the whole tournament. Moving on then to the bowls, and up in Auckland, rain has affected the first day of the New Zealand National Championships, and they're having to decide whether they'll need to do a format change, that was going to be decided overnight. We'll have to wait and see how that pans out. We'll bring you up to date with how that goes tomorrow. Over in the NBA, and the Pelicans will be taking on the Raptors today at 1:30 p.m. After coming off the back of their win over Oklahoma City Thunder, they'll be going into that one. So put that in your diary if you want to catch the game, 1:30 p.m. New Zealand time, and obviously we'll let you know how Steve Adams and his team went tomorrow morning on the morning sports briefing, because we come to you at 7 a.m. every day, 7 days a week, here on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Or you can catch the podcast as well. Just search for New Zealand Sports Radio on your favorite pod catcher. In the crickets, don't forget that today, the second test match between New Zealand and Pakistan will be starting down in Hagley Oval in Christchurch. Obviously, we'll keep you up to date with how that's progressing, but also we catch us on the Swinging from the Hip on Monday night at 8 p.m., where we'll be talking about how that game is progressing, and also review the action from the Boxing Day tests as well. Over in the Super Smash, and two games yesterday, and we had Northern Spirit taking on Otago Sparks in the women's tournament, and Northern Knights against Otago Volts in the men's. Starting off with that Spirit versus Starks one, and Spirit went in to bat first at Mount Maunganui, it was a reduced game due to the weather, so 13 overs only each in this one. Northern Spirit posted a target of 97 in their one, being led by Halliday up at the top of the order with 37 from just 31 balls. The Spirit, though, chased that down with them four balls to spare, scoring 103 for four, loss of four wickets. The Spirit would be in good heart, having removed the top three, but then Jensen and Blakey put on a good partnership. But before Jensen got out for 32 off her 17 balls, and then Blakey with James saw the team home with 32 off 24 balls for Blakey. So congratulations to the Sparks taking out that one. That means now that the Northern the Otago Sparks say pick up their first win of the tournament, sees them move off the bottom of the table ahead of Central Hinds. Wellington Blaze remain tied on top with Northern Spirit and Auckland Hearts. All three teams have had two wins and one loss, so on 8 points there. Net run rate, the only thing separating them, and the Blaze are currently top there in the Super Smash women's competition. Over on the men's side, they did manage to have the full 20 overs. The Northern Knights went into bat first and posted a total of 153. Seifert at the top of the order with 74 off 58 was the main contributor to the team. He batted all the way through till the 19th over before getting out. So very nearly batted through the innings. Otago Volts were given a boost by Rutherford again at the top of the innings before his run out. He scored 49 off just 28 balls. They then lost wickets in fairly regular fashion, but still managed to get home with just two balls to spare, scoring 156 for 8 wickets in that one. Gibson with 3 wickets and an economy rate of just 4.25 had some control, but the other bowlers and so unfortunately couldn't do the job there. So the Volts taking that one. That sees them move up to third place in the table with 2 wins and a loss. Wellington Firebirds still atop of the table with their 3 wins from their 3 games. Central Stags in the second place again with 2 wins and a loss there. Moving on then to the football, and the Phoenix got their season underway yesterday against reigning champion Sydney FC. The Sydney FC took an early lead with a long range, or took a lead, sorry, with a long range kick with Sydney. So with Wellington Phoenix pulling back just before half time to even things up 1-1. Unfortunately, TV coverage blacks out during the goal. So a lot of confused fans not knowing whether the goal had been scored or not. And it wasn't until replays later that we actually got to see that goal. A long-range free kick in the second half put Sydney back in the lead 2-1. And a lot of pressure from the Phoenix during the last sort of 15, 20 minutes or so. Saw them get the ball in to the back of the net, but it was ruled offside. And so the goal was disallowed. And in the end, Sydney FC came out winners 2-1 in that one. Also, we had Melbourne Victory taking on Brisbane Roar. And the visitors won that one 3-1 there to see Brisbane Roar top of the table currently with one win and a loss, having played 2 games. Everyone else has just played 1 game, or even Perth Glory haven't even played yet at all. 2 games today sees MacArthur FC take on Central Coast Mariners. MacArthur FC, the new team in the A-League, and they won their opening game. So can they go 2-2? That's at 6:05 kickoff here in New Zealand time. That's followed by Adelaide United taking on Melbourne City FC at 8:05 in that one. Both those sides got Adelaide United drew their first game and Melbourne City won their first one. So can Melbourne City go 2-2, or will Adelaide pick up their first win of the season? We'll bring you up to date with all those scores tomorrow morning here on the morning sports briefing. You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all the important sports news. Have a wonderful day, folks. Even if it is going to be a wet one here in New Zealand for many of us, a very misty start here in Waihi. But hopefully we'll have better weather in with the week ahead.